The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
It is really a pleasure for me to be here 1.5 years after we launched our cryptocurrency OneCoin. This network was
the dramatic introduction of Dr. Ruja Ignatova on stage there as she toured the world trying to persuade people to invest in OneCoin. It has all the hallmarks of a Hollywood story. The glamorous businesswoman persuaded millions to hand over their savings to invest in her cryptocurrency. And then she disappeared. Petula Martin of RTÉ's business staff has been following the story. She's been described, Petula, as a cross between Belle from Beauty and the Beast and Steve Jobs, who is the crypto queen.
Dr. Ruja Ignatova is originally from Bulgaria, Anya. She called herself, actually, the crypto queen. A dynamic businesswoman in her 30s, Oxford educated, highly intelligent, an eloquent speaker, as we heard there. Very impressive in person and very convincing. She would walk out on stage wearing beautiful clothes, dripping in diamonds and her trademark red lips. And she managed to persuade thousands of people to invest billions in the cryptocurrency that she had invented, OneCoin. She told cheering crowds that OneCoin was on course to become the world's biggest cryptocurrency, leaving the likes of Bitcoin in its wake. People were hearing more and more about cryptocurrencies about 5 years ago, and some started to invest their savings. And between August 2014 and March 2017, more than 4 billion euro was invested in dozens of countries. OneCoin had offices around the world. You know, it was kind of like a cult, really, with Dr. Ruja as the leader, and investors were her followers. And anyone who asked any sort of legitimate questions, they were called haters.
It sounds like something of a pyramid scheme. Is it fair to say that people, she tapped into this belief that you can get rich quickly?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's thought that people from 170 countries invested. One investor is a woman in Scotland called Jen McAdam, and she's a good example of how people got caught up in the hype and bought into Dr. Ruja's vision. Jen McAdam got a message from a friend about an investment opportunity, and she clicked on the link, which opened a OneCoin webinar where everybody was talking about this new cryptocurrency. It was the new Bitcoin, except it was going to be even bigger. And you're so lucky that you're seeing this right now. You're in at such an early stage, you're going to make a fortune. And a speech that Dr. Ruja had given at a press conference hosted by The Economist magazine was shown. And this was a clincher for McAdam. It kind of added legitimacy to OneCoin. And she decided there and then to invest 1,000 euro. And a week later, she bought what was called a tycoon package for 5,000 euro. And before too long, she had invested 10,000 euro in it. And she watched the value of her investment rise on the OneCoin website, and she encouraged her friends and family to get in on the action. And in total, they collectively invested €250,000.
When did this all start to unravel for investors, for regulators, for those people who ultimately invested their family inheritance?
Well, the big question when it comes to cryptocurrency is that if it is a cryptocurrency, where's the blockchain? Now, Anya, I'm not really clued in as to what exactly a blockchain is, and it's really difficult to explain. But apparently it's like a digital ledger that records all transactions and nobody can change it. And a blockchain is what makes cryptocurrencies work. And OneCoin did not have a blockchain. It was essentially a pyramid scheme, and investors bought OneCoin, and the only money they made was commission for encouraging others to invest. The opening of an exchange that would allow OneCoin to be turned into cash kept being delayed, and investors were growing more and more concerned. They could buy new coins, but they couldn't cash them in. And there was a website run by OneCoin where you could buy stuff, but it only accepted a mixture of OneCoin and Euro. You still had to put money towards it. Now, Dr. Ruja was supposed to speak at a summit in Lisbon in August 2017, but it was in August 2017 that she disappeared. This was around the time that the FBI took an interest in OneCoin, and they wanted to speak with her. And 2 weeks after her no-show, she boarded a Ryanair flight from Sofia to Athens and then went completely off radar. That was the last time anyone saw or heard of Dr. Ruja. And there are even rumours that she'd had plastic surgery, so she might be unrecognisable.
So bring us up to the current day. It's OneCoin themselves, they insist it's not a scam, that it's verifiably fulfills all the criteria of the definition of a cryptocurrency. But we know there's proceedings playing out now in the US.
Yes, absolutely. Her brother Constantine, in March this year, he was arrested by the the FBI at Los Angeles airport and charged with fraud in connection with OneCoin. Dr. Ruja was charged in absentia for wire fraud, security fraud and money laundering. So she has been charged in relation to this. Now, journalists from the BBC have done a podcast called The Missing Crypto Queen, in which they try to track her down. And the latest development was just earlier this month. Her brother Constantine appeared in court in New York. He was testifying for the government. It's believed that he has signed a plea deal. So the search for Dr. Ruja, up to date now, has been unsuccessful. She's on the run with at least $4 billion that she cheated out of investors. Right now, she's still the missing crypto queen.
OK, we'll be keeping an eye on it. Petula Martin of RTE's Business Staff.